107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is wonderful to have Lucy Stewart here. It's Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth, and we've got a great event that's fast approaching. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning, Jamie.
Good to have you here. It's wonderful to see you. We've got a big event that's coming up fast.
I know. Countdown is on. We've got Hike for Hospice. This is the 11th year for the event. It is coming up Sunday, June 22nd.
All right. This is such a wonderful community event. We so look forward to it. Remind us about Hike for Hospice, what it's all about.
For sure. Thanks, Jamie. Last year we had 275 people participating. We call it a hike because the alliteration with hospice is good. We hold it out at the museum here in Stratford. So for anybody who knows the green space at the back of the museum, it's beautiful. It's a walk. Mm-hmm. It's a ramble, an amble. It's a short walk through the woods. So we've turned it into, it's very much a chance for people to gather with friends or family, loved ones, remember their special person that they've lost, and walk in their memory, and also raise funds in support of Rotary Hospice here in Stratford.
It is a very impactful event, we should say.
It is. You know, I remember one of the attendees a couple of years ago saying how much she appreciated that it was sort of an exclusive, like, because we were there at the museum, the only people there are people who are in the same situation. They're mourning the loss of somebody. It's a chance to gather and really remember them. And we turn it into sort of a family picnic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's about getting together, reflecting. And then for many of them, it's sort of that chance to pay it forward for the next person who's going to use the hospice here in our community.
And this really is the big fundraiser for Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth.
We have handbags for hospice in the fall.
That's a big one.
Hike is creeping
yep.
up there.
Yeah.
Last mm-hmm. year, Hike, our net was $120,000 raised from this walk, this one-day event. It's just incredible, and it's really all of those people getting out there, asking their friends. We talk about the hospice, so end-of-life care here in our area. There is no cost for somebody to be cared for in the hospice. The only costs are the transportation to get them there and dispensing fees for any medication they may need. But because of that, we have Ministry of Health funding that covers 50% of our operating costs. The other 50% that we need to raise annually is just over $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
When you break that down, it works out to about $350 a day per room.
Mm-hmm.
So my ask to everybody who's participating is, you know what, if you ask 10 people, or if you donated $35, you had 9 other people who donated $35, there's $350.
Right there.
It's doable.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, it has a huge impact.
Absolutely. Be a part of it. And how can folks be a part of this wonderful
event?
So
visit our website, rotaryhospice.ca, and you'll find the link to the registration site. So you can register online, and you can always call the hospice. You know what? And if you're caring for somebody in the community, you have questions about end-of-life care, what is the hospice here for? You know, why should you consider the hospice? We encourage people to just reach out to us at the hospice and have a conversation.
Okay. Again, it is rotaryhospice.ca. That is the website. But it is for Sunday, June 22nd, Hike for Hospice, or they're calling it Hike Day at the Museum. That's Sunday, June 22nd. The warm-up and hike starts at 10:30 a.m. Festivities are underway at noon. There's barbecue lunch, as you mentioned. Like, there's music, games, and more,
yeah.
That sort of thing. And I'm thrilled to be a part of it this year.
I was going to say, we have a great MC this year, too, by the name of Jamie Caudill.
Oh,
thank you very much.
No, I'm so thrilled to be a part of this, because as we talk about, this is such a big community event, and it means a lot, and it goes a long way, for sure.
Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, even the warm-up. We have Lisa Stacy from Wellspring doing the warm-up. The last few years she's done it, and it's sort of a therapeutic warm-up. It's not your regular jumping jacks, that kind of thing. It's about getting in touch with, you know, the emotions, which we're all human.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Emotions are okay.
All right. Well, Lucy, thanks so much for telling us about Hike for Hospice. Anything else on the go? I know Handbags for Hospice, you know, is always a big event and more events coming up, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I know. We have another education. We've been doing free community education sessions. The first one was about advanced care planning. That was held in April. We had one in May about hospice. What is hospice end-of-life care? And then we have one coming up June 11th at the Zayers Community Room on estate planning. Like, just from the very beginning, why do I need a will? And what is involved in putting together a will?
Sure.
So we just feel like, you know, that's part of our role of end-of-life care here in our area, providing the community with this information.
So. Okay. There you go. It is Hike for Hospice, Sunday, June 22nd, and we'll share the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. Be a part of this event. We'll see you out for that. Lucy Stewart, thanks so much, Lucy.
Thank you, Jamie.